Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, as we've been saying there, the numbers for weddings at least have increased from 50 to 100 people. What's highly unlikely, though, is that any of those people are going to be going to a nightclub afterwards. Nightclubs will be one of the last sectors to open up again, which begs the question of how many of them there will be left to open. Sunil Sharp is founder of Give Us a Night and joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Sunil.
Hi, Sean. Good afternoon.
To extend that pun, your industry must be feeling very much like always the bridesmaid and never the bride at the moment.
Oh, I don't know. It's been tougher. It was tougher before COVID as it was. We just don't see an end in sight. You know, there's no reopening plan. We're one of just two industries alongside casinos who aren't included in the government's roadmap. So it's frustrating, to say the least, definitely.
Yeah. And from your own point of view, do you have proposals, if you like, to bring to the table and say there is, you know, a safe as possible way to start reopening places?
Yeah, I mean, we do and we have. And there are talks ongoing around pilot events, but they're just not advancing as quickly as we would like. I think there needs to be a number of pilot events for nightclubs and indoor venues to try to bring back a sizable part of the events industry, you know. And I just, even just listening to what you were reading from some of the those who texted in, I mean, the idea that somebody should wish the demise of the wedding industry, and I'm assuming they probably would hope the nightclub industry will not return ever again as well.
In fairness to them, they were saying it from the point of view of, you know, young couples spending loads of money they can't afford on big weddings.
Yeah, it's just getting into another conversation, though, really, that I guess I'm opening up here, is that a lot of people are kind of wishing bad on other industries that they're not a part of, you know, because it just suits them from the comfort of their armchair. But really, you know, we have to see an end in sight, the same way the wedding industry does as well. And I actually think the wedding industry could help to pilot what we need to see come back for nightclubs to be able to open their doors again, and that's dancing. I think there's a great opportunity here to actually allow dancing. Now, I'm not sure, I didn't see the news this afternoon or the latest update, but the last I saw, dancing would not be permitted at weddings. I mean, surely it should be permitted at weddings when the capacity is only going to be 100 people, you know? So that's essentially dancing in Ireland at the moment is outlawed, you know, but that's no surprise to us. I mean, we have an oppressive law at the moment that specifically targets dancing. So that we're the only country in Europe that still hasn't permitted dancing either indoors or outdoors. That's unsurprising to us. But it's a trust thing again, which the hospitality industry have experienced a lot through COVID as well. We obviously are further back in the queue than them. But we need to see some action. We need to see a plan. It's very easy for politicians or those in government to say, oh, we'll leave it for a while. We don't want to take any risks. That's fine. We're understanding of that, but we need to see a plan be put in place, and we need to see it start to speed up and be put together.
And in terms of a plan, I mean, is there an argument, say, for while we still have a summer left, to perhaps pilot it outdoors? Are there specific venues you could say, well, that
Absolutely.
Place is really ventilated, and you could, you know, let in a restricted number of people?
Absolutely. And there needs to be a plan B here as well. I think something that maybe a lot of people might be forgetting is the last quarter of the year, particularly from September, through till the end of the year and into the early part of the year. That's a key time of the year for nighttime venues and for nightclubs. And for us to have no sign or no plan of when this is going to, when we're going to reopen again. If it is that venues are going to continue to be mandated shut for the winter, there has to be an outdoor alternative. So it could be that, like with a lot of hospitality businesses where they use the joining space, where they use somewhere across the road, there might even be an alternative space. It might be up to the local authorities to designate an event space that would be outdoors, that would have outdoor heaters, that would have temporary roofing, that would have a limited capacity and give local promoters and venues the opportunity to transplant their operations to the outdoors. It's not ideal, but nothing is ideal about COVID-19. And I think we need to think outside the box and put those plans in place now. But definitely another something we need to do as well is to establish test centres for the public all across the country. I mean, in our cities, in our towns, it can't be just that selected industries are good for testing and we're going to look after them. All industries, particularly hospitality and entertainment and nighttime events, we need to have testing for patrons, for those who are going to turn up at these events. And this, you know, I could compare many other countries and cities, but just as an example, I know we use Berlin a lot, but, you know, Berlin literally have test centres. They're not even test centres. It's more than just centres. There's literally a place to get tested for the public on literally every street corner. You know, there's a lot of shops that haven't reopened as what they were pre-COVID, and now they're being opened as testing facilities. You know, and this is everywhere, and this is for all of the public. The fact that we haven't rolled out anything even close to that, and in particular for hospitality and entertainment, which are the most challenged industries, really says a lot about the government approach here. If they want to be cheapskates, and I believe 100% that they are being cheapskates here, then we're not going to return on the level that we need to. So they need to cough up and they need to start to establish test centres right across the country for as long as it takes. It mightn't be that you would have to have those in place for 6 or 12 months, but we need to start it for a few months to get us through till the end of the year and hopefully help the industry relaunch safely.
Is ventilation, though, going to be an issue for some venues?
It is going to be. It will definitely be an issue for some venues, but that's why venues need to be told what exactly it is that they need to put into their venues. You know, some are being told carbon monoxide monitors, then air purifiers, but there has to be a particular specification now and approved purifiers and carbon monoxide monitors that they are told to go and get, and that will help them relaunch and reopen their doors. Because now, I mean, I know last year, and it's going back a while now, I'm pretty sure it was last year anyway, Fáilte Ireland were speaking to a lot of pubs and hospitality venues and venues, maybe theatres and stuff as well, about what they could use. But it seems like the HSE and NEFIS are still very hesitant to come up with specific recommendations that they believe that venues should use, you know. And I don't know why it's taken so long. I mean, there's literally working groups that whose only job it is to focus on ventilation, and I don't know why those recommendations haven't come as quickly as they should have, you know. So they need to speed up that process. We know, and like I said, it's particularly challenging for our industry, and nobody wants to come back and be reckless, but we need to know what it is we need to do. We're getting to a point where a large part of the population will be fully vaccinated now as well. So we also need to be flexible when it comes to testing, whether that's PCR testing, whether that's rapid PCR testing, whether that's rapid antigen testing as well. One of the things that the recent pilot events in Kilmainham, to a lot of people, it wasn't, it kind of looked like nothing was really proved. There actually was something proved, and that's how fast and efficient the antigen testing system was at that. So I think if there's something we can take from that is that system is reliable. And I know the government are hesitant when it comes to antigen testing for indoor events, but you know what kind of testing will work? You know, that's what we need to determine, because once people are vaccinated, I think it's a, and certainly in countries abroad now as well, that isn't enough to get you into a venue or into a club. You have to be tested as well, you know. So, but moving forward, it can't be that forever somebody would have to be fully vaccinated from COVID-19. There will come a time when that's not an issue. And I'd like to think that some of the conditions that are being put in place now are going to be rolled back at some point. You know,
God,
I know
we don't hope for that. Yeah,
you know, and I think we need to be looking at that as well, as what the alternatives will be. Will it be enough for somebody to have a PCR test during the week and then have a rapid test on the day, and then to be able to be admitted into that venue? Because one of the I'm not an expert in this, but one thing I would worry about is what happens when people who are fully vaccinated, when we find out that that vaccine has essentially elapsed and they need to be vaccinated again. What happens in the interim? Does everything just shut down again, or do we just have a solid testing system in place that will help us bypass that and allow people admission into venues? You know, these are the kind of questions we need to be asking now and trying to do something about.
Well, certainly in the UK, and I know you're going to be doing a gig there in the not too distant future, and they were a bit ahead of us in the vaccinations, and their figures have declined consistently. So they're kind of, there's a lot of speculation there. They might have reached that magic point of herd immunity, and hopefully we won't be too far behind them. So Neil, best of luck, and thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Neil Sharp there, DJ and founder of Give Us the Night. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. What if the Olympics were naked?
Moncrief on News Talk,
brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.